Welcome to worship this morning. This morning we have a treat in store. It is our annual Music Sunday, and there's lots of music to be had. Our music this morning is our midrash, our explanation of the readings, and so we will go from thinking of all that Christ is to how Christ was born for us to what then should we do? How should we live? So, we thank everyone who's taking part, from Brian the Whistler, the choir, the brass. Cody, thank you all very much for taking part in this service. Our announcements are all in the bulletin, but please look through it. I would just like to highlight a few things. One is, how many people found it cold this morning? I actually see it. Sylvia, thank you very much. There are a lot of people who find it cold at this point in time in Calgary, and so we're having a mitten tree next week where we're going to have people bring mittens, hats, scarves, warm apparel for being outside, and to give it to drop-in centers and to shelters. So please remember your mittens or your warm apparel for next week to put on the mitten tree. Also, for those envelope holders, Rob Pollard would like to see you between services today so that he can give you the envelopes you need. And also, if you came through the lounge today, you saw a lot of cookies. And people have been baking and putting together cookies so we can extend care to those who can't get to worship, who might be having a sadder Christmas, any of those reasons, who need a little extra support, and we would like them to know that we're thinking of them. There are about 100 plates out there, and so if you can imagine, one person is not going to be able to deliver them all. So if you can look at those cookie plates and find one or two of people that live maybe close to you or that you know and could drop them off, we would appreciate you taking those. So thank you very much. This evening, Joy to the World service at St. Gerard's. And angels, right? Sheep? All right. Christmas Eve services. We have enough people for all the reading parts, but we need people to come and be part of the service. Everybody's going to be able to choose a little costume and get into the act around the creche, and so please come at the 4:30 service, or come at 7 o'clock for candlelight, or come at 9 on Christmas Eve for communion and candlelight, so we can celebrate God who comes to us over and over again. Let us continue our service with a call to worship. We gather here to praise God, to remember Christ's birth and to wait for his coming again. We come here to be strengthened in faith, to grow together in the Spirit. So join with us to sing and listen, to watch and pray, for God is in our midst. Let us worship God together. Let us sing Angels from the Realms of Glory, 146.
Christian life is full of ordinary things that together work for the extraordinary purpose of glorifying God. We rejoice in the promises of God, and yet at times our hearts are sad. Even David, Israel's great king, at times was downcast and disturbed within his soul. Despite the problems we face in this world, we are called to be a people of rejoicing. The scriptures call us rejoice in the Lord always. Why be downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, and I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. We light this third Advent candle with rejoicing, knowing that Christ will surely come again and make all things new. Let us pray to the Lord who has come and is coming again. Gracious God, our world is often filled with disappointment, pain, and sadness. In this dark place, may your light shine. Ignite in our hearts this day a desire to rejoice in you and your promises that will surely come to pass. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. We praise you, God. We come to worship you in the midst of our preparations. We come to remember the reason for our extra busyness. We come amid hubbub that is happening around us, with ears tired of hearing advertisements and slogans and the ring of cash registers, to slow down and to listen for your voice. We are here to sing your praise for the birth of your only Son, to remember that from the beginning of time, when you created the heavens and the earth, you are God. That in Jesus Christ, you have shown your extravagant love, reaching out to us from a manger. So today, in reading and song, we remember the stories about Jesus' birth. Stories of the birth foretold, the waiting for Christ. Stories of John the Baptist, of a young girl and her fiancé. Of dreams and angels, of birth and shepherds. And we confess, although we have heard the good news you offer us, we have not lived as if it were true. We have not loved you with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and we have not loved our neighbor as ourselves. In this time of Advent, we ask that you fire our imaginations with the sweep of your salvation. Catch us up in the cause of your kingdom, already breaking into this world in our lives, yet waiting for its final fulfillment when Christ comes again. Let your spirit run wild as the wind, gentle as the dove, move within us and among us to enliven our worship, to strengthen our faith, to send us out with anticipation, for we pray in Jesus' name. And now pray the words he taught his disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory. Amen. Friends, hear the good news. God, who is just and gracious, has sent Jesus Christ into the world to redeem us from sin. As we turn to God with contrite hearts, Christ intercedes on our behalf. So with assurance, I can say to you, in Christ we are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Good morning. Our scripture reading this morning is taken from Isaiah chapter 35, verses 1 to 10. This can be found on page 663 in the Old Testament portion of your Pew Bible. Reading from Isaiah chapter 35, beginning at verse 1. Hear what the Spirit says to the church. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense, and he will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For water shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp. The grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveler, not even fools, shall go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come up on it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. This is the word of the Lord.
Please be seated. Our second reading is taken from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. You can find that on page 56 of the New Testament portion of your Pew Bible. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Children who'd like to come forward for a story. Hi, Bella. Hi, Evan. How are you? Ainsley. Excellent. And Takira's coming up, too. Can you squeeze by the organ there? Good job. Hi, everyone. Now that you're all seated really nicely, we're going to look around and look at some of the decorations we have for Advent, as well as for Christmas that's coming up, and think about what they mean. Can anybody see any color that... Yep. Yep. What color? Yep, we have pink ones. Okay. Another candle of joy. All right. Anybody else see a different color? You see a bit of green. Do you know what the green is for? It's green. Well, it's like grass, but it's not quite grass. It's usually evergreen, right? Yes, so it stays green all year. And do you know what? We use that color because it reminds us that God's love never ends, that it's always coming to us. It's evergreen. It's God's love never ends, okay? So we have green. Can you see a shape? Let's see, Bella. Lots of circles. What do you think the circles are about? Could be the sun, but it's not. Is there a beginning of a circle and an end of a circle? No, really. It goes on and on. It reminds us that God goes on and on. God is from the beginning, will be in the end. God is eternal, and God's love is eternal. So we remember that. What do you see up here? You see candles, right, Jordan? Yeah, candles. How many candles are blue? One, two, three. Four. Good job. Four candles. How many are lit today?
Four.
How many?
Five.
There are five there. How many have lights on the top? Can you see? One, two, three. All right. That means we're on the third week of Advent. We have one candle for every week. It reminds us we are waiting. We're not just waiting for Christmas. We're not just waiting for presents that are going to come. We're waiting for Jesus' birthday, right? And we're waiting for Jesus to come again. So these are ways we remember. There's five candles? Good job. Okay, do you know what the middle candle, what color is it? What?
White.
White, right. What do you think that's for? What does that remind us of? Christmas, right. It reminds us of Jesus coming to us. And we light that on Christmas. And we remember that Jesus came once, Jesus comes to all of us over and over again, and Jesus will come again, okay? So these are things that we remember with our Advent wreath and with all our candles. But have you ever stood in a line? This week I went shopping. I thought it would take me half an hour. Half an hour was the amount of time I spent in line. That's a long time to be in line. Sometimes when we're waiting, there's nothing else to do but wait, right? But we're not just supposed to stand and do nothing while we wait for Jesus to come again. We are to act. And this whole wreath and all our decorations remind us that we are to continue acting. We are to continue showing God's light in the world. So the light continues to grow. Not just in the weeks of Advent, but through us in our world. What are things we can do to help share God's light? Anything you know?
Play.
Play. You can enjoy the life God gives you. Yes. Well, I'm not so sure that that's something you can play, but there are other things. What else can we do to show God's light?
Bye.
What do you think?
All right, be nice to God and respect God.
Right, okay. Anybody else? Be nice to others, share and be kind. Eleanor would like to say pray. All right, we would like to pray, right? Does that help us? And that helps other people so we can share the light. These are things that you can do. It means being kind to others, even if you don't think they're being kind to you. We can be nice to others and share what we have, right? But we can also remember to pray and to listen for what God wants us to do, right? So let's pray before you go to your classes. Let's pray. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
For your light.
For your light.
And your love.
And your love.
That never come to an end.
That never comes to an end.
Help us.
Help us.
To show your light.
To show your light.
In the world.
In the world.
We pray.
We pray.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Jordan, can you lead everybody out with the Bible? Thank you.
New born King. Jesus. Jesus.
Next reading is taken from Matthew chapter 11, verses 2 to 10. That's found on page 11 in your New Testament portion of your Pew Bible. This is part of Jesus' ministry, takes place about halfway through. When John heard in prison that what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is coming, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.'"
Thank you.
Will you join me in prayer this morning? O Holy One of Israel, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, all and in all. Today, as we consider how grand the story is that has been laid out before us for thousands of years, as we consider our place in it, here in the middle we find hope and we find peace and we find joy and we find love. Here in the middle of it, we hear the call to go and tell the story again and again and again in each new generation. We hear that call. We are in that call. And so our response to you is the only response that's worthy of a God who stepped into our place. Thank you. Thank you for being the God who showed us what it means to be loved. Thank you for being the God who showed us what it means to be human. Thank you for all that you have done throughout history, for the way that you've brought your church through times of trial and delivered it faithfully again and again and again. Today, as this candle of joy burns, we remember, though, those who are in that time of trial. We pray that your peace and your spirit would come and minister through to your church, through your word. That everything we do, everything we say, everything we are, would testify to the God who lived with us, Emmanuel, the Prince of Peace, the Righteous King, God our Savior, in whose name we pray. Amen.
made everything be with you
to show you his love in this season. He invites us to do the same for those around us. We give so that the church can be the hands and the feet of Christ in the world. Therefore, his tithe and our offerings will now be received. Trinity, in this season of gratitude where we give and we receive so regularly, so freely that it could possibly be without meaning, we thank you for these gifts and ask that today, by the Spirit of Bethlehem's Christ, these gifts would be set apart from every common use and used only and always and ever for the fulfillment of your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. We pray this in the triune God's name. Amen. Please be seated.
Oh,
Joy to the world indeed. Reading from the book of James, chapter 5, verses 7 to 11. This can be found on page 231 in the New Testament portion of your pew Bibles if you care to follow along. Be patient, therefore, beloved, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious crop from the earth, being patient with it until it receives the early and the late rains. You also must be patient. Strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. Beloved, do not grumble against one another so that you may not be judged. See, the judge is standing at the door. As an example of suffering and patience, beloved, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Indeed, we call blessed those who show endurance. You have heard of the endurance of Job and have seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful. And may God add his blessing to this reading from his word this morning.
Yeah. Cody, please come and join us. Cody, we want to thank and honor you on the occasion of your 10th anniversary as the Director of Music here at St. Andrews. You started in December of 2006, which happened to be a very busy month. You were quickly immersed into your new position, but being the professional musician that you are, you took everything in stride. After the month was over, you surely must have wondered what you got yourself into. It did not take us long to recognize that we had a very gifted and accomplished musician in you. Our choir rehearsals are always intense. But at the same time, we enjoy your keen sense of humor that is interjected often and gives us lots of good laughs. At the end of practice, you lead us in an amazing and beautiful prayer. Over the years, and with your direction and enthusiasm, we have been able to perform many wonderful compositions, and to name just a few, The Seven Last Words of Christ, The Weeping Tree, The Missa Gaia, A Midnight Clear, a Remembrance Day program as guests of the Pro Arts at Noon concerts. With your extensive connections with Calgary's music community, we have had numerous and wonderful guest singers and musicians perform here over the years, and we are experiencing this morning with our guest musicians. Cody, we have an anthem that we sing when in our music God is glorified, and Cody, you ensure that whatever we sing, God is glorified. Cody, we know you as a talented musician, with enthusiasm, with a strong faith, and with a sense of humor. Thank you, Cody, for your dedicated 10 years of service here at St. Andrews, and keep it going.
Choir, we have a gift for Cody and something that will help to nurture his love of music and his love of good food.
Thank you, everyone. You know, I've been thinking all week about, you know, 10 years, wow, and even more than that, I realized I've been a full-time music director for 24 years now. I started when I was 14 years old. And my mission has always been and will remain to share the joy and love of music with everyone that I meet. So you have been a blessing in my life. The choir has been a blessing. This church has been a blessing. And I thank you for honoring me today. Thank you.
As you go from this place, remember, you are God's child. You are loved. Go and spread that love with all you meet, and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The love of God and the joy and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with each of you, now and forever. Amen.